You're listening to WREN Shortwave, the aviary of the airwaves.
This is Bird Note. One of the biggest threats to birds is the decline in biodiversity due to habitat loss, and the traditional manicured lawn isn't helping. Even birds who visit backyard feeders, like these black-capped chickadees, need a healthy mix of seeds, berries, and insects, often found on the native plants that we villainize as weeds when they grow on our lawns, says ecologist Douglas Tallamy.
We have more than 40 million acres of lawn in the U.S., which is the size of New England, and that's an ecological deadscape.
That means one of the easiest ways to protect birds at home is to grow native plants, says Tallamy, who co-founded an organization called Homegrown National Park to help people transform their lawns into havens for wildlife.
I'd love people to stop looking at their yard as an isolated ecosystem. It's part of a neighborhood, and somebody's got a sunny spot down the street but no trees. Okay, that's where the pollinator gardens go. Somebody's got a giant oak and is overspreading two or three yards. That's great. That's going to provide a lot of resources for many of the houses in that yard. So look at your neighborhood as an entire local ecosystem and see what the total resources are.
Reducing your lawn to make room for native plants is a small step forward.
But imagine if everybody did this. This is why we call the Homegrown National Park movement a grassroots movement. It's a call to action.
To learn more about Homegrown National Park, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
Hey, kiddos, you know what time it is? That's right, it's cuckoo time with Jugular Jones. Please stay tuned for the bird is the word is what I heard while eating my curds and whey.
Wanna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes passing by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never says cuckoo. Telephone day, July.
Upon the ground, and take away soon be everywhere. Take away the feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away the and the birds will have to whisper when they sing. Cheer, cheer. And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward.
Once upon a midnight, the dreariest, like I was really beat, man, the weariest. You see, I was craving that high-flying raven, and she was gone.
Real gone!
I tell you, Dad, I was really low, 'cause like I had eyes to go, 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 man, I just had to see her. 'Cause if I lost her, like, why go on?
Oh, raven, raven, sweet raven, I come. Knocking on your door.
I brought some sweets and posies, so like, say it's cool.
But all she said was,
nevermore.
Never, never, nevermore.
Like, baby, why the chill?
Never, never,
next night I was moaning and whining, 'cause in the purple shadows was shining her raven hair and her raven eyes. Man, they drive me wild.
Crazy!
So like I emptied all my pockets, and I spent my gold on some beads and lockets, 'cause all I could beg and borrow I'd give that devil child.
Oh, raven, raven, sweet raven, I come a-knocking on your door.
I got diamonds and rubies, so man, say you dig me.
But all she said was,
then the fire flared up the flukiest. I thought I heard some cat say the spookiest. Man, don't offer prizes, just bring your true love. That was all.
Was all.
It was just a whisper, the haziest. But like my ticker was pounding the craziest. So like I made my mind up that I would pay her just one last call.
Oh, raven, raven, sweet raven, I come. Knocking on your door.
Look, baby, I'm putting the story to you straight. I'm not looking to make time. That little square with the arrow has got it.
Then she said,
forevermore.
Ever, ever, evermore. Ever, ever, evermore.
Crazy, baby, I'm glad you saw the light, 'cause like we got a swinging thing here. Dig?
You gave me. down so long.
Hi there, Mr. Bluebird. How are you today? Can you tell me, Mr. Bluebird, will a lover come my way? It's a pretty little girl that I'm thinking of.
Because, well, I need someone to love.
I won't ask of daisies, cause daisies sometimes lie. I won't ask of rainbows so high up in the sky. I'll only ask a robin and a bluebird to point me out
to a little girl with pretty eyes of blue.
Hello, Mr. Robin, how are you today? Hi there, Mr. Bluebird, will a lover come my way? I wish you'd give an answer and tell me what to do.
Because, well, I'm counting on you.
I won't ask of daisies, cause daisies sometimes lie. I won't ask of rainbows so high up in the sky. I'll only ask a robin and a bluebird to point me out
to a little girl with pretty eyes of blue.
Hello, Mr. Robin, how are you today? Hi there, Mr. Bluebird, will a lover come my way? I wish you'd give an answer and tell me what to do.
Because, well, I'm counting on you.
Because, well, I'm counting on you.
The tale I'm about to tell is a gory story, but on with the safari. The buzzards were buzzing right over my head, just biding their sweet time till I would drop dead. My canteen was empty, my throat hot and dry. How fast I was learning the buzzard's lullaby.
You ain't nothing but a
talked to my camel, he didn't talk back. The desert winds just whispered, go on, blow your stack. I saw water flowing like Niagara Falls, but water was nowhere, just those buzzard calls.
You ain't nothing but a good meal. You make a swell Irish stew. Man, we're gonna rock and roll tonight. Father meal will be on you.
Camel soon gave up, he laid down and died. The look on those buzzards had me mortified. Then as my knees buckled, a glow lit my face, cause saucers were flying in from outer space.
This is nothing but a small world. Let's ramble fast, get you. And we'll never rock and roll tonight, cause we've met our Waterloo.
Those spacemen were friendly, but 'twas just by chance, cause they'd hurt the buzzards and wanted to dance. Then soon all the saucers were hotter than cold. Those spacemen had learned how to rock and roll.
This is nothing but a grand plan. We'll never war with these guys. Man, we're gonna rock and roll tonight on our planet in the sky.
Saucers soon took off, so I come to ride. But water was nowhere, no water inside. Yet I was no sissy, I jumped with no chute. And as I was falling, they rocked this so cute.
He was nothing but a well egg, a down-to-earth regular guy. Man, we always will remember him, and the buzzards will abide.
Set your receivers for the heart of the wormhole. It's dinner time in Birdland.
You're tuned to WREN, Bird Songs on Shortwave.
Thank you.
You're listening to WREN, an imaginary station that's for the birds.
Space. Raise his melody in thy supreme name in all the regions. Exhilarate the ears with this call, and brighten the eyes by beholding the signs of guidance.
and I do not belong to this dusty world. For a day or two, they have locked me up in this cage of mine.
to the highway. Then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi and a taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long. How am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like a black my whole life has been illumination, corruption, and diving, 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 diving down to pick up on every shining thing, just like that black pool. Bathroom light. I looked out the window and I saw that ragged soul take flight. I saw a black crow flying in a blue sky.
You're taking flight with WREN Shortwave.
Sticks and stones, says Richard the Robin. With sticks and stones, says Jack in the Land. With sticks and stones. One Deck Pete presents, Are You Feeling Chirpy?
Catalog number 44766. Thank you.
Do you wanna kiss me goodbye?
lovely, kissing me, calling me honey. Sing a song for we and Louis Free. We sing at Sheraton and Carriage next day, Coffee's Place and Montego Bay. Old Spanish Town, back to Myrtle Bank in Kingston. Big and small, we really had a ball. Leave you, but until we meet again.